David Klein Customer Care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
77357.
I'm sorry, you said 775?
77357.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Bruce Sankoski.
Could it be under a different first name?
No.
Okay. Well, I wasn't able to locate an account with your first or last name, sir. May I ask what you're calling in regards to?
Yeah, you took $59.89 out of my checking account, and I don't even know who you are.
Can you provide your spouse's first name?
Lori.
Thank you. So it shows that the account is under Lori Sankoski.
Account for what?
All right, can you provide the address, please?
20107 Ruby Lane, Lot 150, New Caney, Texas, 77357.
All right, thank you. So I did locate an account. It shows that she did a daily plate, which is an app on her phone that provides recipes based on low carbs.
It's a what?
It's an app on her phone that provides recipes based on low carbs.
No, she don't have nothing like that.
Okay. Yes, sir. So she must have done a survey. Then at the end of the survey, it was sent to our website, where if she agrees to the terms and conditions, then they'll prompt her to put in her credit card information.
Yeah. I just talked to my wife. She don't know anything about it.
Did she do a survey for Amazon? Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Did you do a sweep state for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad Pro?
Not that I'm aware of.
So I can go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department, and they can investigate for fraudulent use of a credit card. Do you wish for me to transfer you over to them?
Yeah, because I don't need this crap going on here. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford to have money taken out of our account.
All right, it'll just be one moment. Please hold. I'm still here, sir. It'll be one moment. Thank you for holding.
All right.
I'm still here, okay, sir? I do apologize.
No problem.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir, thank you for holding. So I do have someone from the fraud department that is available to speak to you before I transfer. Just want to make sure there's nothing else I can assist you with today.
No, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer care. If you will, please hold.